So there's this new show out called Reservation Dogs. If you haven't seen it, you're missing out. It follows four teenagers on a reservation in Oklahoma. Even though there are only a handful of episodes out right now, the show is the talk of the Native community. It features distinctly Native humor, but in a way that anyone can understand.
This is amazing, but I don't know if my dad is that into pickles.
What kind of Native rapper ain't into pickles? Pickles are hot right now.
You don't have anything more like a hardcore rapper would wear?
Like a spicy pickle?
That pickle, it's from Juneau. Costine Jill Meserve beaded it herself. She's a Tlingit artist of the Chukinadi clan. Her path to getting on the show started when the Native comedy group 1491s came to Juneau a couple years ago for a show.
And I like to say that I fangirled too hard because they must have remembered me and they like called me out by name in the show.
Since that show, she's kept in touch with Sterling Harjo and Bobby Wilson of the 1491s. In 2020, Meserve started sharing her beadwork to Instagram. Both Harjo and Wilson bought pieces from her. The thing you should know about Meserve's beadwork is that she's beading things you don't really see beaded too much, and often with some humor to it. One of her projects was a pair of slides with a design she saw on toilet paper. And she loves to bead things from her favorite TV shows. She beaded a lotus tile from Avatar The Last Airbender, Pickle Rick from Rick and Morty, the Central Perk logo from Friends. Meserve has been beading since she was a kid living in Hoonah. Before last year, her beading was mostly fun things she wanted to do, but she didn't share these projects online often. That shifted during the pandemic. She started beading a lot more, posting her work, and making it more of a business.
You know, once COVID hit, I really focused in on beading, and that really became like almost my coping mechanism for for COVID and to get through it, and it's taken off since then.
Sterling Harjo helped create Reservation Dogs. During production of the show, he reached out to Meserve to make two medallions. And those medallions are featured in the fourth episode of the show, called What About Your Dad? One of them is that shiny pickle.
The other one is a phallic-shaped microphone. That's probably the best way that I can put it. And a lot of people who haven't like seen the show, I think, don't really get the joke. They're all like, wow, that microphone looks kind of sus there.
And what is it like to have her work featured on the show?
Oh man, it's still kind of surreal, honestly.
Since the show debuted in August, it has exploded. Every week when a new episode comes out, memes flood social media. People are devouring the show, a lot of them. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 100% rating. Meserve is a huge fan, and growing up in Hoonah, she can relate to a lot of the show. She says everyone needs to watch this show, not only because it's funny or has good ratings, but because of the impact it's having.
In not just like, you know, in our Native communities, but like for Hollywood and what it means to be really truly represented in media and on screens, it's very monumental.
It's one of the first shows made for Native people by Native people. Every writer, director, and regular actor is Indigenous. And Meserve thinks this is just the beginning of an era of Native television. Want to know more about the show? Watch it on FX on Hulu. Skoden. In Juneau, I'm Lindsay Brolini.